Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. I want to continue today to talk about the central message, the defining message, really the foundation of what it means to live the Christian life. What's at the source of Christian identity? If you haven't had a chance to tune into the program over the last 2 weeks, really, I've been reflecting on this simple reality that we're given in the preaching of the apostles in the early church, especially the preaching of St. Peter on the day of Pentecost. What's really the essence of it? What's the foundation of it? And I've been reflecting on it, one, because it's just life-giving. I enjoy it so much. It's inspiring. But secondly, I think many of the baptized today, many people who were baptized as babies or whatever, don't know their identity as sons and daughters of God and how to lay hold of that identity. For many, the Christian life is somewhat on automatic pilot. You can tell statistically that many people are drifting from the church. Many people are not living, you might say, under the lordship of Jesus. One of the fundamental themes we've been talking about in this last 2 weeks is the words Jesus Christ and Lord as the central proclamation of the life of the early church and how profoundly they understood. Those words represented the reality of their lived experience and the truth that they knew that they were internalizing and expressed their entire life. It revealed their identity. First, Jesus, which meant Savior. They knew they were saved and they knew who saved them. And they knew from what they had been saved, from sin, from death, from eternal separation from God in hell. They've been saved from hell for heaven, and that they've been given an entirely new relationship with God, and they've been brought from death to life, that they've been given a share in the very life of their Savior, of Jesus. And Christ, he's the Messiah. He's the anointed. What does that mean? He's anointed with the life and the power of God. Jesus said, I will clothe you with power from on high. The apostles said, this is coming to everyone who says yes to him and who's baptized into Jesus. So it's not just agreeing on certain philosophical principles or even theological principles. It's not simply an agreement of the mind. It's an encounter with a person who lays claim to our life. We offer it to him. We say yes to him. We agree with him. And we say yes through faith that we believe in who he is and that he alone can save us. And when we say yes to him through faith, he receives us and he takes away our sin. And then he unites himself to us through the Holy Spirit. We become one with him. We're born again by water and the Spirit, and we become part of the body of Christ. And then finally, we're part of that body that each individually, but together, we gladly proclaim that Jesus is Lord of all. That means all power and authority in heaven and earth belong to him, and that everything was made by him and for him, and that the fulfillment of human life, that happiness itself, is found in following in his footsteps and living under the grace of his Holy Spirit, the power that's now at work within us. He's given us a new capacity and a new power. He doesn't just send us off on our own, say, okay, now go fix yourself and go fix the world. Jesus said, no, he calls us to himself and he brings us to new life, and he intends that we experience that life. It's not just a concept in our mind. And here's the key, I think, for many people today, many who've been baptized, who are walking away from the church or in a position of being just kind of lukewarm or indifferent and just can't figure out what the big value add is in being in the church, especially at a time when the church is in decline and fundamental things the church believes the world is now turning against. It's making it a little bit difficult to live the faith and express the faith. It's a little bit embarrassing for some people because they don't agree with what the church teaches and they agree more with what the world is promoting in terms of moral living. But the church is, I mean, those who have encountered Christ personally and know him as personal Savior, that's perfectly fine Catholic language. It's because literally, I'm a person and this person, Jesus, by the grace and power of the Holy Spirit through the preaching of the church, I have come to know this person in a very real way. And no one knows me more and better than he does. He knows exactly who I am. He helps me unmask the pretense that's in my life. He opens my heart, the part of it that I don't even want to look at. And he opens me up through his light and through his grace. He helps me see and understand myself right to the core of my being. Where have I come from? Why am I here? Where am I going? Really, fundamentally, who am I? And so having a relationship with Jesus, which is why the church uses language like this and uses language like encounter. I don't just encounter an idea, I'm encountering a person. And it's not just an idea that can save me, it's a person. It's God himself, it's love incarnate who's come in search for each and every one of us, for God so loved the world, and he's come to give us what belongs to him. And friends, he makes us come alive. Many, many of the baptized, many people would say, no, I just don't, it doesn't really make any difference in my life. I mean, Christianity is, my experience of it is just kind of boring. It's irrelevant. It seems kind of backward, that kind of thing. That kind of talk reveals something that in a very real way, they're essentially unconverted. People who are in that position who are making those claims. And they certainly have not experienced the power of God that's in Christ Jesus. The Christian life is a life empowered by the Holy Spirit. It's a charismatic life. It's a life filled with the power and the real personal presence of the Holy Spirit that the believer experiences and shares with other brothers and sisters in the church and in the communion we call the church who know that power. And we know we've received power to live a different way of life and the promises that come with that new way of life. I mentioned yesterday, I wanted to talk a little bit today about some of those promises because, you know, Jesus said, I have come that you might have life and have it to the full. Jesus means something very specific by that. It means his life, that is divine life, the God life, a life that can lead us to live an entirely new way of life, a life that will empower us to live like Jesus lived. And how did he live? He lived a perfectly aligned life with God's fundamental purpose for the human race, for each and every one of us. He loved the Father. He knew the Father. He loved the Father with all his heart, soul, mind, and strength, and loved his neighbor as himself, and he revealed it perfectly on the cross. He said to the apostles at one point that essentially he was going to the cross and Calvary was going to happen because it was in the Father's plan for him to become an offering for sin for the sake of the salvation of the world. And Jesus said he was doing it all because he wants the whole world to know that he loves the Father. Jesus died as an expression of love for the Father, first of all, and then love for each and every one of us. And in Jesus, I've been talking about all week, is a life that death could not hold down. He passed from death to life, and in his love of taking on human nature, he took human nature to a place it had never been before, from death to life and existing beyond death, sharing in the glory of God. That's the life that Jesus has in mind, and it's a life that has power to live differently here and now. To begin each day to be more conformed to Jesus. As the Bible says, the apostle said, he wants to give us a renewed mind, a fresh spiritual way of thinking, to understand God, who he is, correctly, to understand who we are, to really see ourselves as God sees us. And boy, do we need that. So many human beings, you ask yourself the question, friends, why is the human race, why are so many human beings dominated by fear, anxiety, isolation, alienation, depression, anger, bitterness, unforgiveness, loneliness, pain. Why is that so present? Despite how much money we might have or how comfortable our life is, why is it there? Because of the reality of the power of sin and the power of a fallen world, the reality of original sin. It's all there. There's powers at work in this world that are set against us, and there's even powers within us that betray us. And Jesus knows that. And he's the only one who is absolutely free of all that. And he came to each one of us, not to condemn us, but to say, I want to help you. I want to free you from all that bondage. But I can't if you insist that you don't have it, or that you insist that you can handle it on your own. Jesus said, just give it to me and I'll take it away from you and I will give you my life. So this is what Jesus means when he said, I came that you might have life and have it to the full. Full life is a new life in the Holy Spirit, in the body of Christ, being fed by God's life through the life and sacraments of the church, but ultimately that fullness, it will be sharing in his glory in heaven forever. And Jesus said he would give us his relationship with the Father. And so the Spirit that's in us is the Spirit of the Son, the Spirit of Jesus. Jesus knows who he is. He knows he's the Son of the Father. And that same Spirit is in us now. If we listen, if we set aside time each day, friends, to get quiet, and to pray, and to ask Jesus, ask the Holy Spirit, show me the Father. Awaken in my heart this grace that's present here. Awaken my mind to it. Awaken my spirit and my soul to it, that I can pray with the Holy Spirit who is testifying, telling my spirit, helping me understand that I'm not alienated. I'm not condemned. I'm not bad through and through in the sense of worth nothing. I'm a child of God. I'm of infinite value. And I know that value is real and it's true because Jesus Christ values me. Because God the Father has shown through his Son how valuable I am to him. That's the source of my value. That's it. It's not what I've accomplished. It's not how smart I am. It's literally this, that God knows me, that God made me, that God loves me, and that God has restored me to life with him through Jesus. Jesus said he's preparing a place for us in heaven. That's a promise. He said he's going to come back for us. That's a promise. He said he wants us to be with him where he is. You know, we're children of God, but we're also friends. Jesus said, I call you my friend. And Jesus is a true friend. Oh, how few of us really have any friends in this world, or true friends, and how much we long to be known, the truth about us, absolutely, to be known as we actually are, and to have someone love us who sees all of it, who knows all of it, but who radically loves us as we are. Jesus said, I call you my friends. And he shows us that friendship, he said, because he tells us what the Father has told him. The most intimate and most important thing in Jesus' life is what the Father has spoken to Jesus in the depths of his heart. And Jesus tells us, I've told you everything that the Father has spoken to me. Jesus shares with us his intimate secrets. You say, well, how does that happen? It happens, friends, when we read the Word of God fundamentally, when we hear the words of Jesus. One of the reasons why we're, as the saints tell us, we're ignorant of Jesus and this kind of living knowledge is because we don't know his word. And this word is breathed by the power of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit wants to speak to your heart and mind through this word. So take it up, friends, and get on your knees and say, Lord, speak to my heart. Awaken in me the full grace of my baptism so that I can live for you, you who are my Lord and Savior. God bless you, friends. Have a great weekend.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you Peter Burak's new booklet, The Game Changer, in which he talks to us very clearly about the role of the Holy Spirit in our lives, especially to empower us to engage the mission of the church. That's a calling that's there for all the baptized. If you'd like this free booklet, you could call us at 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE. You can also listen to our past episodes or subscribe to our podcast. God bless you.